I am Planta on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Jillian Christmas joins me again. She is artistic director of the upcoming Versus Festival of Words, Canada's largest alternative literary festival, running from the 19th to the 29th of April at various venues throughout Vancouver. I'll get Jillian to let us know what's upcoming, the notable talents appearing, and more. Jillian Christmas is an acclaimed spoken word artist who has served on the board of Spoken Word Canada. She's also founded the Peace Pipe Poetry Sessions in Toronto. Visit versusfestival.ca for more information. She joined me from Victoria last week. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Jillian Christmas. Miss Christmas, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to talk again because we've talked now, I guess this is the third year.
Since just
before the festival each year. When I look back, because I was looking at back at the notes from previous years, it's really inspiring to see that, and I'll ask you if this is true or not, because this is just my sense of it, that Versus is growing year after year. Is it?
I think it is. You know, we're trying to create spaces where some of the poets who are locally renowned or some of the up-and-coming poets and the youth especially have opportunities to mingle with artists who are, you know, their heroes, people who seem a little bit out of reach. So I think that for that reason, we are kind of growing in scope and we're growing in our ambitions. And so the artists who come into the festival that was always in mind for us of how we can create community between them and allow for some mentorship to happen.
And you've got quite a lineup this year. I think this is the first time you've had an Oscar winner, right?
Right. Yes, we do. We have Buffy St. Marie. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Does she live out here? Because I noticed on Twitter and Instagram that she's spending a lot of time here.
I think she has a lot of love for the coast, but actually she lives in Hawaii.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're very lucky to have her on this side.
Yeah. I'll talk about some of the other notables that are going to be appearing. Poetry, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, it just seems to be very popular now because I think popular is the wrong word, but I mean it's something that we all turn to because we realize that words matter, that words have a certain power on us, and I guess we want to understand them better or in ourselves, say, deploy them better. I guess the tumult of our times really makes words urgent, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. And I think that, it really propels people, especially the youth, into using their voices. And it's so important right now because I think that we have a tendency to forget that our thoughts and our words are what move us into action. And I really see it in the youth, this drive to bring all of these ideas that have been taught into real action. And I think it's moving through their words right now. And so it's why we see them so interested in this format, because they have so much to say. They're not often heard or listened to in these realms, political spheres. And this is a way that they can make their opinions and their thoughts really known clearly, and also access the adults around them, access their emotional capacities as well.
So I've reached you on an afternoon a week or so before the festival. You're in Victoria, and you were telling me just before we started that you were working with a group of young people earlier today, right?
I am, yeah. I've been working with Victoria Youth for the last 2 days, and it's been just, it's phenomenal.
I'll bet, yeah. And because we are seeing young people speak out more, giving them the space to do that. I mean, that's always been, I guess, I don't know if it's the goal, but it's one of the goals in your time at Versus, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we put the youth poetry at the beginning of the festival because it can act as an inspiration to all of us to speak the most necessary and urgent stories that we have inside of us. And you would be blown away to see the original ideas that come out of these youth. And you know, the plans that they have for, like, the solutions. It's not all based in pointing out the errors or the mistakes. There is some solution-based story there, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate the optimism and the readiness for change.
Yeah, I guess we just have to make space for and not just young voices, but all voices.
Absolutely.
Because if there is room for that, you will get to hear what's going on, right?
Yeah, and you get to hear it from the perspective of lived experience. Mm. You know, so often we examine things in these academic realms, poetry included, and especially, but we examine a lot of these ideas around politics and land and, you know, immigration and all of these really, really nuanced ideas in this sort of academic space, but we don't always see it from the lived experience, from the voice of the people. And that is an opportunity that's provided by poetry and specifically by slam, because it is such a populist art form. It is designed for the people and there are no barriers to entry. It's just bring yourself, bring your voice, bring your story, and the audience is there and ready and waiting to hear it, and they can leave with a new perspective. And I think it's such a wonderful sort of catalyst for change, like real, tangible change that happens in the everyday world, you know?
Yeah. For people listening who haven't been to Versus, this event, Hullabaloo, that's one form where one will get to see a lot of these young voices. Some of these that you're seeing in Victoria today, they'll be coming over for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They are right now finishing up their festival here in Victoria, Victoria's Voices. And when they're done and they've got all their poems polished up, they're going to come over to Vancouver and they'll be participating in Hullabaloo. And then the team that wins Hullabaloo, with a select few of the other youth who have really shone in the festival, they're going to be featured on Sunday, April 22nd, at Jangle and Shout, which is kind of like a sampling of a good portion of our festival artists.
Yeah.
So they'll get to share a stage with some really amazing, more established artists, and we just kind of create a space for them to mix and mingle there with the audiences and with all of the festival participants, and then we go right into our Buffy St. Marie showcase.
Yeah. Well, when you encounter young people as you do, whether it's through your work with Versus or in other circumstances that you encounter youth, say in schools, and they're interested in slam, they're interested in poetry, and they're interested in expressing themselves, what's happening in their lives that they're actually wanting to think about doing this? And I mean, there are obviously, the angst of youth, I suppose that fires them on, but there must be other, say, urgent things in their life that compel them to want to pursue this art form. I mean, did you have a sense of that?
Absolutely. I think that the issues the youth are dealing with are very real, and sometimes, as adults, we can reduce them with words like bullying or, teasing or things like that. But what these youth are dealing with are the same issues that we deal with on a macro level in the larger world. You know, there are issues of racism and homophobia and ableism and transphobia. All of these things, they start, they get planted into us as youth. And so these amazing young poets are dismantling that in themselves and in their peers, and they are really doing the work of addressing these issues. And these are things that they're going to need to talk about for the rest of their lives. It's a really amazing way for them to develop their ideas and their abilities to communicate around these really complex topics, because they're going to need to do that for the rest of their lives. And if they're going to be change makers and activists, then they're really going to need that skill set. So,
yeah, they're marvelous tools to have, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And unfortunately, we need a lot of them because we haven't yet figured out how to eradicate some of these things in the world. But, if we put these kids in charge, I think we're going to be doing all right.
Yeah, the kids are all right, to use that phrase, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an event. I was looking at the website and the list of events. It has to do with ableism.
Yeah, Ableism 101.
Yeah.
It's a workshop. And it's a workshop with a really beloved community activist and poet, Q. And Q does a lot of this work because, you'll find Q on the front lines at a lot of really important rallies and protests and things like that. And Q has a really incredible ability to communicate some of the issues around ableism in the world and in our daily lives, and is really upfront and clear and provides us a way to sort of see out of that and how we can reform our language to be the most useful that it can be and the most honest, actually, because a lot of the times when we are using words that are harmful, we are just using incorrect language, language that's been taught to us through society, through parenting, whatever it is, and we can find clearer and better language for that and stop harming people with the language that we're using. So Hugh is going to guide us through that, and I have all the faith in the world that we're going to come out better people on the other side.
Yeah, better tools to use when we communicate with each other. Janet Rogers, I'm not familiar with her, but I understand she was once poet laureate here in Vancouver.
In Victoria.
Oh, in Victoria, pardon me.
Yeah, where I am. Yeah, and Janet is an incredible innovator. She's done work that spans so many different mediums, you know, visual, spoken, song. She's been holding it down on the West Coast for quite some time, and she's been an educator and a mentor to a lot of wonderful poets who are coming up. So that showcase is really incredible because it features Joshua Whitehead, who is academia darling, and also a really important two-spirit voice in the poetry community. And Joshua's work sort of focuses on the future, this futuristic character who maybe is outside of colonization and can look at things in kind of like a speculative fiction sort of future, or hopefully a speculative nonfiction future. And then we have Etsy U in that feature as well. And Etsy U takes a lot of voices of the past, grandmothers, her own grandmothers, because she holds a lot of the ancestral stories of her family. And so she actually takes recordings of her grandmother's voices and some other stories that she has been consensually offered to use. And so in that whole presentation, we have Joshua looking at the future, Janet really grounding us in the present, and Etsy U taking us through and gathering stories from the past. So we have a really well-rounded perspective on how we can look at some of these issues and move forward through and past them.
Yeah. It must be powerful as you're putting the festival together year after year, and especially this year, to get to know this work before it comes to Vancouver.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing to get to read some of this work ahead of time. I do a lot of traveling as well on my own as an artist, and always thinking about the festival and who I can draw near, and which voices need to be represented here in Vancouver, and what stories need to be uplifted. And so I'm always keeping that in my mind in all of my travels. I feel really lucky to get to celebrate these artists and showcase them to our audiences, who are really, really wonderful and open to receiving all of this.
Someone whose name I've seen online in the sort, don't know much about her again, is Kitty Stryker.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand she'll be participating. Is that correct?
Yeah, Kitty is coming to us from Oakland, which we're really excited about. And she's going to be doing a whole bunch of things. She's got three events in the festival. One of them is going to be a really amazing, fun show. It's called Spoken Nerd, and it happens every year at the Storm Crow Tavern, which is, the nerdiest place in Vancouver.
On the drive, yep.
Yeah, on the drive, exactly. And Kitty is I think a self-proclaimed nerd, a big fan of Juggalos, and has some experience to bring there. She's a comedic writer as well. But one of the main focuses of Kitty's work is consent, talking about consent, especially in artistic communities. And I think she's done a lot of work in some of those nerdy and arty communities to make sure that consent culture is at the forefront. And one of the amazing things about the way that Kitty does this work is that she doesn't just focus on consent in the context of sexual interactions or relationships in that sense. She also deconstructs what consent culture looks like just in the everyday, in our daily interactions, and how we can build that into our lives and into our language, especially. And so I think we're going to see that come up when she leads, as one of our facilitators, the talk on consent culture on Thursday the 26th. And then she's also going to be leading a workshop on how to take care of community survivors of sexual assault and other trauma, and how that shows up in our work and on stage. Yeah, I think it's really important because, I mean, you know, if we're listening to what's happening on the cultural landscape of CanLit and really right. like the greater landscape of the world, this is a conversation that needs to happen. It happens, it comes up so often in artistic communities, and we have to just build strategies for how to work through it, you know, and how to have stronger communities that take care of each other. And so we're really glad to have Kitty here to lead us into that conversation.
Yeah, terribly timely, isn't it? And unfortunately yeah. timely in some instances. There are events for everyone. I mean, looking at your website and seeing what's happening the 19th to the 29th, these 10 days, I mean, there's something for all ages and yeah. all interests, right?
Yeah, we try and create a really good spread, and I think that we've accomplished it. There's going to be lots of fun. There's going to be lots of critical thinking. There's going to be lots of slam, and then some more traditional storytelling, and really a lot of access points for people to be invited into all different sorts of stories. And one of the things that we love to do is to mix and mingle artists who may not share a stage in other spaces. To mix and mingle them here on our stages so that people who might not typically go to a poetry show will get exposed to poetry, or people who might not have seen maybe burlesque will get to see Varigo Nation, you know, alongside mm-hmm. Snotty Nose Rez Kids. And so there's going to be hip-hop, there's going to be dance, there's going to be really just about everything that you could hope for in there.
Well, congratulations on what appears to be such a fun and filled 10 days. Continued good luck with your work. I appreciate your time. It's nice talking again.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Visit versusfestival.ca. The Versus Festival is on the 19th through the 29th of April. Jillian Christmas, its artistic director. Join me on the line from Victoria in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunta.